We're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper with you. Bonnie Berman returns Monday. Well, today's segment is certainly in wine columnist Fred Tasker's Power Alley. Gee, take a guess. Joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist Lynn Gastineimer, my longtime friend, and she'll take us to France. So what's on the menu today?
Well, this is a very special day, especially for Fred, but for me as well. So, new hot wine topic, blended wines. Now, these are the wines that combine two or three types of grapes. And it may be a kind of a new hot topic here, but the French, and in particular wines from Bordeaux, have been blending wines for centuries. And we'll learn more about these famous wines from our guest, Monique Saillon. She's the co-owner of Chateau Le Seigle. That's in the Saint-Emilion section of Bordeaux. Welcome, Monique.
Bonjour, Linda.
Bonjour. You can definitely tell she's from France. But what's wine without food? Chef Pascal Houdin from Pascal's en Pants here in Coral Gables is here to help us pair food with these exceptional wines. Welcome, Pascal Houdin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're very happy for you to be here because you've brought some wonderful food and Monique's brought some wonderful wines. It's our happy day.
Indeed.
Yes, and we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for our wine and food experts? Call us. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And also email, if you're a little shy, radio@WLRN.org.
And of course, with us is our favorite wine person. That's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, this is your happy day.
This is indeed my happy day. I want to welcome both of our guests, and I'm looking forward to talking to them.
Great. Well, Monique Saillon, first of all, where exactly is Bordeaux? And for some people may not realize where it is in France.
We are located in the southwest part of France, and Bordeaux has two main regions, right bank with Saint-Emilion, where we are, and left bank with Médoc.
Of course, you are on the right bank. Yes, I just wanted to make that clear. Fred, did you have a question for her?
Yeah, we're talking about the newly hot topic now among wine fans. In California, I know that now more and more wineries are seeking more complex flavors by blending two or more grapes instead of only one. But as Linda said, Bordeaux has been doing this for centuries. Monique, Madame Saillon, why are Bordeaux wines blended?
You know, we blend wines because we want to reach a synergy between some varietals, and also mainly because wine is made to share with food. And this is how we can really get the complexity and have something we can really pair really well with food and share with friends and family.
You know, I kind of compare it to a barbershop quartet in which a tenor sings the melody, a countertenor sings above, and a baritone and a bass sings below, and the result is harmony.
Well, Fred, we're tasting these wines, and let me tell you, that's a wonderful way to put it, harmony. What year are we tasting here?
We are tasting the 2007 Le Seigle, which is a Saint-Emilion Grand Cru, the blend being majority of Merlot, then Cabernet Franc, and a splash of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay, well, let's go to the food, because we're, as you said, wine and food go together. So Pascal Houdin, how do you go about pairing a wine with food? I mean, do you drink the wine first and then pair the food with it? Do you make some a dish and then find a wine that goes with it?
Well, I find myself in different situations. Sometimes I have the wine before, then tasting the wine is definitely a plus. It will give you a lot of ideas and the acidity of the wine, then you want to cut down acidity in food. But I don't have that all the time. Then sometimes I create a dish first. I have an idea what a Bordeaux tenure is, how much acidity is, and or maybe a Pinot Noir. You know, I go really strong on the food, and it worked both ways for me.
There are white Bordeaux also, correct?
There are white Bordeaux. This is true. Not in Saint-Emilion, but there are really very good white Bordeaux in the Grave, in particular.
Okay, so Pascal Houdin, you brought the food, Madame Saillon. You brought the wine, sorry. In fact, Pascal's brought the food. So, Pascal, tell us what we're eating here because I'm having seconds. It's so good.
What we're eating today is a diver sea scallop pan sauté, and it's served with braised beef short ribs.
Ooh.
And served with a truffle sauce.
with a truffle sauce. I want everyone to hear this because
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Oh my God, you just can't believe how good it is. But let's talk about this. So, scallops of fish.
Scallops
and
is a fish.
And we have this wonderful Bordeaux red wine. So what's going on here?
Well, I mean, the braised short ribs go very well with it, but I feel like scallops or lobsters go very well with red wine. It's a density, very firm shellfish or fish.
And Madame Sion, she's nodding her head again and again. So how do you feel about this?
I feel so great because really our wine Lasaigue for me is really about power and elegance. And when I taste these scallops with the ribs and truffle sauce, this is exactly power and elegance. And we are really talking about synergy between food and wine. This is wonderful.
You know, I tasted the wines, and power is a good word for them. I would also add fruity and very smooth and long finish. Very nice wine.
Well, and you know, I have to say, when you're eating this food, Pascal, when I put, you know, I tasted the braised beef with the scallop together and the sauce all in one go, and then have the wine, and it's just like, it's all one. It's just all so goes so well together. Can people order this in your restaurant, Pascal?
Yes, it is. It is on the menus for the past few months, and we have plenty of it.
Okay, so you better keep it on the menu now. Let's spell your winery for people who may not understand. It's Chateau Lasaigue. It's L-E-S-S-E-G-U-E. Is that
L-A?
L-A.
S-S-E-G-U-E.
And people can go there and visit, can't they?
Absolutely. By appointment, which is like this, we can't really prepare. We would love really to welcome people who are in love with food and wine.
Oh, my goodness. So this is so Madame, so or either Pascal, what makes Bordeaux wine different from other French wines?
Bordeaux wines are really food friendly. And this is what the topic of today, but this is really true. Wines of Bordeaux are really some complexity. This is, and they are meant to be shared with food. And that's really why probably this is a blend of Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Cabernet Sauvignon, which really help to really enhance the food we taste with it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how you decided on those three grapes. Other Bordeaux producers use some of those grapes, but they also use different ones. How did you choose the ones you chose?
This is the vineyards which are planted in Saint-Emilion. In our particular vineyard, we have a majority of Merlot, then we have Cabernet Franc, and a little vineyard of Cabernet Sauvignon, which brings the body to the wines that we make
at
Lasaigue.
So not much Cabernet Sauvignon in it?
Very little. You know, Cabernet Sauvignon needs sun, so we are very fortunate at Lasaigue to have a very beautiful sun exposure. And this helps our little vineyard of Cabernet Sauvignon to really be ripe and add to the complexity of the two other varietals.
Okay. Fred, did you have another question?
Well, I was wondering, something I've never understood is how you go about doing this blending. I've read your materials, and they talk about having, maybe 20 or 30 different lots just of Merlot. So when you go to blend everything, you'd have 100 different lots to blend. How do you use a computer, or do you keep it in your head, or how do you do that?
No, that's a magic made by my husband, Pierre. And it's really about, for him, building the architecture of the wine, just like you blend various things when you do a recipe. For him, it's really about having all the elements to bring a lot of complexity and finesse in the wines. And it is possible because we put separately all the different lots coming not only for varietals, but also from the place for the dirt it comes from, which gives a different flavor.
And do you keep it all in your head, or does he keep it all in his head, or does he have extensive notes?
Sounds like
just
a trade secret.
I wonder.
He has a big memory and also a little experience. You know, he's been making wine since 45 years, so
that
experience helps.
That probably makes a difference,
yeah. Well, but it changes every year. That doesn't. I mean, and that's the art.
And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of being able to really adapt to the vintage. And that's really what's very important in the ability to be able, that we are able to blend not only varietals, but also the place it comes from. And why it's very nice for us to have each vintage is different.
So if you had a warmer year, you might use more of the Cabernet Sauvignon because it gets riper, or how does that work?
That's it. The goal is to get a wine which is very elegant and complex. So there is not a particular recipe just like from Pascal, there's not a recipe, he adapts with the elements he gets. And that's why it's really about art. It's really about blending and about getting the complexity that we want to reach in the particular wine.
So you're trying to keep kind of a consistent style over the years and not vary too much from year to year?
This is what we try. We try to have, but to keep for each vintage its own signature, which is very important. But we try, of course, to have complexity and elegance and pleasure.
So what we're drinking now is 2007. And is that an exceptional year? Is that a year for Bordeaux that we should look for?
It was maybe a little difficult vintage because of the weather was acting. But, you know, we like challenges, and it was really about paying attention to all the work that we did in the vineyard during all the months before harvest.
And Pascal,
do you find that global warming is making it warmer every year now?
Could be, but right now I can tell you it's freezing in Bordeaux right now, so I don't know, sometimes global warming could be global freezing, but it's really about being flexible, and that's the beauty of our job.
Fred knows about freezing because he's in Michigan at the moment.
It's 10 degrees where I'm talking from here.
Whoa. And I understand. Did you go out and shovel the snow?
Absolutely.
Good. I'm
Put
glad.
Out you... salt.
Great. Well, we're going to take a short break here. We're talking with Monique Seyon. She's from Chateau Le Seg in Bordeaux. And we're also talking with Pascal Houdin. He's the chef owner of Pascal's en Pants in Coral Gables. We've been tasting his wonderful food with her exceptional wines. And I'm happy, Fred. I have to tell you that.
Short ribs and scallops.
Mm. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Monique Seyon from Chateau Le Seg in Bordeaux, France, and Pascal Houdin, chef owner of Pascal's en Pants here in Coral Gables. And they've been describing blended wines and treating us to some very fine wine from Bordeaux and some very wonderful food from right here, but made by our French chef Pascal. Really great. We'll come back to that in a minute, but it's dinner in minutes time. So what else did I have to make? I had to make a French dinner. But you're eating a lot today, Joe.
Yes.
Too bad Bonnie's missing out, but she'll be back next week.
Going to be a Francophile.
Okay. Well, today's dinner is one that won't break the calorie or your time bank, even though it's French. It's steak au poivre, which is a steak with a pepper and mushroom sauce, with a side dish of garlic, rosemary, potatoes. Mm-hmm. Now, to make the steak, I used steak tenderloin. You know, anything with loin in it has less saturated fat, so tenderloin. And I pressed cracked black pepper into it. But you could use other steaks like sirloin or flank steak. And then you brown the steak on both sides. And then I removed it to a plate, and I added some chopped shallots. Now, if you didn't want to use shallots, use some sweet onion, some garlic, and some mushrooms. And I sauteed those a couple of minutes. Then I return the steak to the skillet. I'm getting a yes from both of them. So all right, am I right now, guys? Yes?
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. I'm all right. All right, and you cook it about 5 minutes. Now, a meat thermometer should read 125 degrees if you want it rare, or medium rare, 145 degrees. Now, here's the sauce. And as Pascal told me when I tasted his truffle sauce on his braised beef and scallops, that the sauce was so wonderful. And what did you tell me? That the sauce was everything?
I think sauce make the dish.
Make the dish. All right, so the sauce is going to make this dish. So you put some brandy in the pan. So you want to have some brandy there, let it cook down a little bit. And then I remove the steak, and I have a bed of watercress. So you put the steak on the watercress. I add just a little cream, even though this does fit the government guidelines, you're still going to have a little cream. Stir to combine it with the mushrooms and the shallots. And then you spoon this sauce over the steak. It's so easy. Now, the rosemary garlic potatoes are made in just minutes, and I make them in the microwave. So I'm getting an okay from these French people over here.
Why I'm not? Surprised
no,
at that.
No,
can
no.
you use a microwave in
yeah,
French
yeah,
cooking?
No, no. Pascal's frowning. Big frown.
You'd be surprised. We have few. We do have few.
You do?
It's like I just said earlier. So you have to know which button to push.
Right, because he brought the food here from his restaurant and he warmed it in the microwave. And I said, how did you not ruin it in the microwave? He says, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
20 seconds. That was it.
That makes me feel better about my methods of cooking.
Oh, yes? Okay. Well, anyway, you can read this recipe All the ingredients amounts, and you can see a photo on my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com. And as I mentioned, all of my recipes fit the government nutritional guidelines. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So, Joe, are you happy today?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Fred, did you make anything to go with us while you're this wine while you're talking to us?
No, I'm just eating pretzels.
It's a pretzels with her red wine? Oh, no.
Well, I had the wine yesterday, so.
All right. Well, yeah. We're enjoying it today. So Fred, did you have some more questions for our
I don't want to get too technical here, but I wanted to talk, give my understanding of how the blending works and see if Madame Seyon is in agreement. In Bordeaux, there are five different grapes that can be used. Cabernet Sauvignon provides the acids and tannins that give power. Merlot adds softness. Cabernet Franc adds deep color and plummy flavors. And Malbec, when it's included, adds color. And Petit Verdot adds fruity blueberry flavors. Would you agree with that, or how do you see it?
I totally agree. And in Château Lasseg, we use the three first Bordeaux varietals you named. And for these particular reasons, each adds a particular element to the final blend.
Now, Bordeaux wines are known for improving with age more than a lot of countries' wines. What do you think is the age potential of your 2007?
At least, I would say 10 years. Now we have all essentially the fruit in this wine. In a few years, 3 to 4 years, we will start to get the bouquet, and this is really where you can start to really enjoy what Saint-Emilion is about.
It really becomes different, doesn't it?
It does, and it gives more nuances. This is what we try to reach in the wine.
Yeah.
Do you? So we should be putting down these wines now and not drinking them at the moment.
You should probably start to see exactly what they will give in a few years, and that's very interesting to follow the life of a wine. Right now, you get the pleasure of the fruit, and then you will get more and more details about these wines and. I think particularly the 2007 gives you right away a big expression.
If we were going to have this wine at Pascal's restaurant, what year would you suggest?
I would probably right now try the 2006, which is a very classic Bordeaux vintage. The 05 is starting just now to give its best. And the 07, you can enjoy it with a dish which we go more with something with more fruit. So you can have the three of them, but right now I would really go for the 2006.
Madame Seyon, California is starting to copy the Bordeaux method, and they have a Meritage Association that uses the same five grapes in their blends. Have you had a chance to try any of those, and what do you think of them?
Yes, not only we have a chance, we are making them, because we probably know that Pierre is making one in Sonoma with Verité wines.
That's right.
And these wines are really the perfect expression of using the five Bordeaux varietals.
How would you compare them to French Bordeaux's?
It's hard to compare because they have their own signature and identity. However, with Verité, we have three main wines. One which would compare, but that's the only compare, with Pomerol, and this is Lamuse. Then you have another wine called La Joie, who would be comparable with Pauillac, more Médoc. And then you have Le Désir, which is really more into Saint-Emilion.
So these are all Verité wines.
Yes.
Now, let's explain that you and your husband are co-owners of Château Lasseg in Saint-Emilion, but you also work with the Jackson Blanqui family in Sonoma?
Yes, with the Jackson family wines.
Right.
Somebody's cell phone going.
Not mine.
That's not mine.
Well, you know we're live.
We're live.
Yeah. I have a question for Pascal. I'm sorry, go ahead, Linda.
No, go ahead, Fred.
Pascal, one of the latest things that everybody talks about is red wine with fish. Are there fish preparations that you make that would go well with Bordeaux?
Yes, we do. I mean, definitely the scallop is one of the leading ones for the moment. But I don't see anything wrong with serving lobster with red wine. anything with very dense, a fish of very dense flesh, I will do it with a serving of red wine.
I think a lot of it has to do with what the wine taster likes best, too.
Yes.
Okay, well, I've been enjoying my wine, I've been enjoying the food, and the time's flown by. So, really wonderful, tasty week. Monique Sayon from the Chateau Le Seigle, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing this wonderful wine with
us. Indeed.
My pleasure.
And you said that people can go on the web and maybe make an appointment to come and see you in
France. Absolutely.
What could be worse than that, huh?
Fred can meet us there.
Right.
I'm ready. I'm getting on a plane right now.
Pascal Houdin, chef owner of Pascal's en Pance, thank you for joining us and for sharing this wonderful food with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to have me.
And we don't need any appointments to come to you, huh?
No appointments. The door is open.
The door is open. Wow. And we can taste this wonderful wine and wonderful food together there.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
All right. And Joe, you ate well today.
Indeed.
Well, next week we'll be talking with New Orleans restaurant icons Brennan's from Commander's Palace and Lally Brennan and T. Martin. They'll help us celebrate Super Bowl, New Orleans style. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.